It occurs to me that since the visit of the Soviet premier, we've had cause to think a little more about the Soviet people. What are they like? Sad or funny? Do they like the same things as we? Fortunately, through one of the Kordick & Company European monitoring stations, we were able to record from the Soviet radio a true-life glimpse at what the Russian people are like as seen through the unfailing eyes of the Soviet soap opera. The following is a translation.
This is an order. Stay tuned for the revolutionary new soap opera next on the Red Network.
Now, the Brothers Karamazov. The Brothers Karamazov, replacing the adventures of young Dr. Zhivago, to which no one wanted to listen to anymore anyhow. It's brought to you by the new revolutionary product that puts the drudgery back into wash day. Soviet suds, the working suds. And now, comrades, today's story of the Brothers Karamazov. It's early in the morning. The sky is red. The sun is red. The whole country is red as the Karamazov brothers, Abby and Slats, leave for work at the government-owned ice cream parlor.
Not so fast, Abby.
No, but I'm happy today.
But the government spy following us cannot keep up with you.
Oh, I forgot. But it's so cold.
Yes, it is, Abby. We will not sell so much as one ice cream for the party today.
Ah, we have not sold once since last August.
Oh, I remember. To the American who insisted on Jimmy's.
Capitalist weakling. Can't take his ice cream straight.
Yeah. Ah, here is our ice cream parlor with the coral on top.
Open the sides and I will set out the napkins on the counter.
Give me the broom. I will brush the snow off the counter first.
Here's the broom.
I am so weary this morning.
You stayed up too late. We were at Sherman's collective apartment until 10 o'clock.
And I didn't even have a good time.
You didn't?
Oh, it was a miserable party.
Aha! Aha! I heard that! I heard that! Aha! You're both under arrest!
What did we do?
Aha, you forgot today's motto.
What?
Whatever happens, do not criticize the party. Now, march!
What?
March! Come on, march! Off you go, march!
On December 28th, 1956, trial was held in the Superior Court of Vladivostok. In a moment, we will tell you that the world will never know the outcome of that trial.